dong.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the
20 minutes now before 9 o'clock on WPHM on a Wednesday morning. A lot of us this time of year do something that we don't do the rest of the year, and that is we sit and we write letters. We write letters to loved ones in Christmas cards, and of course the kids are going to be busy writing letters to Santa Claus. And to help us do that, and joining us right now is the author of the multi-award-winning inspirational book, The Legacy Letters, Karu Perpritz. Karu, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. So, as I mentioned, we don't write letters much anymore, do we?
No, we don't. And that's a crying shame, because I think letters are something that people can physically hold. I mean, you can't really hold electrons, can you? I mean, as in an email or a text or anything else. So I think that's the great legacy that you can pass on to your kids. You can actually have a physical letter that they can keep, or that Santa can keep.
All right. So as parents and grandparents are sitting down with the kids to write that all-important letter to Santa, what advice do you have?
Well, it's pretty easy. I actually did a really fun video you can check out on my website. It's called thelegacyletters.com. And the video was talking about, I worked with these kids on how to write this letter, and it's really fun. So I wanted to make it so simple, but I also wanted to keep it in a letter format. So the first thing I wanted them to do was actually get a piece of paper and write at the top, Dear Santa. And then the three things I wanted them to do was, number one, to tell Santa something good you've done. Because I think that's part of the, hey, have you been a good girl or a good boy, right? Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, I've cleaned up my blocks tonight, or I'm a good brother to my baby sister. So, number two, of course, the all-important, tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas. And but here's the nice part about this. It's like, remember to say please.
That's all important, isn't it?
Right, the old social graces. And that's just sort of part and parcel of what we're trying to connect with the letter. And then lastly, say something nice to Santa, and always say, here we go, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, thank you, Santa, I like your beard, have a Merry Christmas. I mean, it was really fun hearing these kids' voices while we were making this video. And God, it put such a big smile on your face. And then again, at the end, don't forget to write your name so Santa knows who it's from.
There you go. I mentioned that, a lot of us will spend some time writing letters to loved ones. There's always that generic letter that we run off 100 copies of and send to everybody. Yeah, what is your opinion on that? Is that a good idea to send out that, newsletter about what the family's been up to in the past year?
Well, it's funny, isn't that, Paul? Because, I mean, we all strangely look forward to it, and we strangely go, oh, my gosh, here it is again.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I think it's... it still retains the idea of writing a letter,
yeah.
Even though I'd rather get one of those than get an email version of it. I just think someone put the time in, and there's the key portion of writing letters. You actually put time into that piece of paper.
Yeah. Make it something personal, which
writing.
That is lost. By the way, your nickname, Karu, is the Cowboy Philosopher. Where'd you get that nickname?
Yeah, well, that's well, I actually ended up writing this book on a ranch in southern Arizona. I worked as a cowboy for about 5 years. And someone once asked me, well, how do you write a book as a cowboy? I said, well, you ride and ride and ride, and then you write and write and write.
Right.
So, it was great. Sort of my Walden Pond years, way out in the middle of nowhere. And it wrote this book, and I'm so happy that it came out. I used to write in my early 20s and got away from it, and then ended up doing this, and it was a great life. And it's so funny to say the cowboy philosopher. Well, shoot, every cowboy I know philosophizes, because what are you doing? You're staring at the distance all day, and you're staring at the sky, and it's part and parcel of what you do.
It's absolutely true. Yeah, I find it, even myself, I'm not a cowboy by any stretch, but if I'm just doing yard work, I do some of my best thinking at the lawnmower.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
Just, I think it's just that act of being outside, you know, and it's funny. It's when I talk to kids these days and, you know, they, oh, are you cowboying this? I say, hey, look at my life. What are all the things I've done? I always try to be outside, guys. And always, of course, I'm always pushing that. So
it's a big deal. Absolutely. We're talking with Karu Papritz, and again, the video with where you're writing letters to Santa with the kids. Where can people see that again?
They can check it out at my YouTube channel at Karu Papritz, or they can go to thelegacyletters.com and check that. It's a lot of fun. And no, it's a kick in the pants. And I actually, in a previous life, I used to be a filmmaker in Hollywood. So I'm starting to use those filmmaking abilities to put together these fun videos. I did some I did a first ever book signing on top of a volcano. I did a horseback book signing and whistle stop book tours and all sorts of fun stuff.
What's on the horizon? What are you up to next?
Well, that's I put together a I Love to Read series in which I'm reading the book. And I say, and this is a lot, again, to get kids excited about reading. I say, I love to read and I love to ski and I go over a cliff or something. Or I love to read and I love to ride and gallop off in the distance. And the next one I really want to do is I love to read and I love to fall as I'm parachuting out the back of a plane.
Well, good luck with that.
Sounds good, Paul.
Karu, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much, and Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.